Thousands of people in Britain believe they were born the wrong sex.
I've got these pants that have like a little pouch in the front.
And now they're doing everything they can to change their gender.
That's what makes me a man, and without that I would still look female.
But becoming a man or turning into a woman can set the world against you, and it's full of risk. So, this summer, seven people came together to help each other change sex. They took time off from the big bad world to create a safe haven. They each took big steps towards changing their bodies. And they supported each other through the challenges of being transsexual.
My family don't know about me yet. I want to tell them next week, actually.
In the first weekend at the retreat, Sarah, who's only just started living as a woman, gets the help she needs. And Karen finally gets the genital surgery she's always wanted. This summer, seven people helped each other take on the world. From Brighton to Merseyside, seven people are packing for their first weekend together.
It'll be the first time I've ever met anyone who's transgendered and who's my own age.
Drew's been living as a woman for the past 5 years, and it's made her life in Wakefield almost impossible. Drew still lives at home with her mum, but her decision to change gender has left her isolated. She desperately needs friends and a career.
I just feel like everyone's life's moving forward and mine's just stuck, like, in the same position.
It's August. Seven transgendered people are on their way for the first of 5 weekend retreats that'll be held over the course of the summer.
It's like a fairy tale house.
First to arrive is Drew.
I hope I'm not like the trashy one compared to everyone.
Donna's next. Like Drew, she's been a woman for 5 years, but she's louder and prouder about changing her sex. And she's bringing some strong views to the retreat about what it is to be a trans woman.
Am I a man or a woman? I don't think I'm either. I believe there's a third sex.
It won't just be women at the house.
He's quite funky.
Lewis became a man 3 years ago. Fox has only just started becoming a man.
I'm Lewis.
Fox, nice
Fox, to meet you. Nice to meet you. Yeah.
But Fox has very different worries. Being so early in his transition, people struggle to tell if he's male or female.
It's a really awkward time, but it was kind of do or die for me.